free. Better yet, get an MS-271 Farm Boss and get a free extra chain, a six-pack of HP Ultra Oil, plus double your warranty, all at no extra charge. It's happening now at Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West in Salisbury.
Ray Carroll County Grain Growers of Slater is a full-service co-op offering seed, fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical, as well as providing custom application soil testing and crop input recommendations. Their facility has a state-of-the-art elevator with a 3.3 million bushel holding capacity. In addition, they carry an array of livestock feed and health products. They also have a 24-hour fuel service and fuel and propane delivery service staff to help their customers. They look forward to continuing and expanding their commitment to providing quality products and service to their members.
Right now at Moberly Napa, check out the biggest holiday sale ever. On sale now, Evercraft 36-piece quarter-inch Drive Master sockets at only $18.99. Evercraft 30-piece quarter and 3/8-inch SAE and metric sockets at only $13.99. Valvoline Premium Blue heavy-duty diesel motor oil, $12.99 a gallon. ISO Heat Premium Fuel Antifreeze and Injector Cleaner, $209. Biggest holiday sale ever for your car, truck, or van. Napa Auto Parts in Moberly. Get the good stuff.
Joined pregame by Glasgow head basketball coach Mick Kropp ahead of a matchup against Westran. You guys have won 7 of the last 9 of these. Fayette took it last year. How hungry are your boys to get rolling in this tournament?
Well, I hope they're ready to go. I'm ready to go. Westran's a good basketball team. They got some good athletes, got some size, got some quickness, got some kids that can shoot it. So if we're not ready, you know, we'll probably be in trouble.
You guys have a couple games under your belt this season. What have you seen out of your boys in the first two?
I thought we did a much better job in our second game defending against Prairie Home. And, Meadville's a good basketball team, and we just came out and did a nice job against Prairie Home. So hopefully we can continue that, do a nice job defending, and just work to get better. You know, it's still really early.
We're talking to Glasgow head basketball coach Mick Kropp. You lost your stable and enforcer in Cable McMillan. What have you seen out of your team at the guard positions thus far?
Well, Antoine is a sophomore point guard, and he came out for the first game of the year and almost had a triple-double. And he had 11 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, and no turnovers. So he really played really well. So I was really happy about that. And so that's a good sign for us to have a point guard step up like that early in his career.
And how has Idris developed as that go-to scorer for your team this year?
Well, you know, Idris, that's the thing he can do is he can definitely score. And we need him to score, so, you know, he's going to be the one to put the ball in the basket for us most of the time. So we're going to need him to do a lot of our scoring.
What do you know about Westran?
Well, like I said, they've got some size. They got some big kids. They're athletic. They've got some kids that can knock a three down, and they play hard. So, you know, I think it'll be a difficult matchup for us tonight.
Yellow Jackets head basketball coach Mick Kropp, appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Eric.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Slater Schools know today's young people have a lot on their minds. Between managing school, family, and friends, it can be difficult for anyone. Slater students have their priorities set and manage their time very well. Keep up the good work, Slater students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Slater Schools are proud of their student athletes and encourage all students, families, and the community to show their Wildcat pride.
MFA Agri Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you. D&L Trenching of Huntsville has proudly served the area for over 30 years. Danny and the guys will analyze every project and determine the most efficient method for the job. No need to worry. They have all the equipment to complete the work you need, whether it's backhoeing or bulldozing services for your lagoons, ponds, septic systems, water and sewer lines, even your driveways, yards, and more. They are now offering septic tank pumping services. Call the professionals at 660-651-6925 for quality work at a fair price. D&L Trenching of Huntsville, they dig what you're saying.
The shot is up, swoosh, nothing but net. You want to eat somewhere who supports the Fayette Falcons as much as you do? Stop by Mittman's Main Street Pub of Fayette and see what Laramie and the crew has cooking up for you. The bar is open later with select menu items. And don't forget to book Mittman's for your holiday and Christmas parties. Check out and like Mittman's Main Street Pub's Facebook page to get updates on specials after home games, as well as their weekend dinner specials. Go Falcons and Lady Falcons. The Westrand Hornets are coached by Chris Sander. This is his first year as the head boys basketball coach and his first year as a head coach on the boys' side, period. He's in his third year on the girls' side, the first of which featured a district championship, but 7 years as a Westrand boys' assistant under Scott Humphrey and then a couple of years under Aaron O'Loughlin, who stepped aside from the hoops job to be the head football coach. He's a 2006 Cairo graduate and a 2010 Central Methodist alumnus. A few of his guys this year are fresh over from the gridiron in the state semifinal appearance, so they're reintroducing a few key pieces to the lineup. And Seth Berry, who's a 5'9", 140-pound junior guard. They've also got Trey Burton, They've also got Ben Miller over from the football field. He'll project to be their leading scorer. He led the team in points and rebounds a year ago at 14.4 and 6.5 respectively. Kobe Kuntz, also a football player for Westrand this season. And then another guy in Carter Petori, who expects to see some limited minutes on the hoop season as well. But Westrand improved its win total from 3-2 seasons ago to 7 last year, but remains somewhat young and inexperienced after they had a mass exodus with 3 first-team all-conference players graduating in the span of one season after their district championship year and a loss to Iberia in the sectional round. Meanwhile, Glasgow 1-1. It lost to Meadville in overtime, and then it topped Prairie Home 71-28. Tip-off is next on Crest. The Glasgow boys host Westrand in the Glasgow tournament.
Coming up on Co-op Powerhouse. Now check out these caulked windows and air ducts in the basement. Seal.
Hi.
Yeah. Finally, the hallway. This is where the magic happens. Programmable thermostat knows when to raise the temp.
Or when to drop it.
That's how our electric co-op helped turn our home
into a powerhouse.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Howard Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Trying to rush to the bank after work before they close? Don't sweat it. Tri-County Trust in Glasgow strives to provide the best banking experience that fits your overall needs. With life comes busy schedules. Tri-County Trust offers online and mobile banking. It's like having your banker with you at home, on the road, or on your phone 24/7. Just what you need to make your busy life a little easier. Call or visit tricountytrust.com today. Member FDIC. Westrand in its road greens with white numbers. Glasgow in its home whites with yellow numbers and jackets on the chest in yellow. Mick Kropp, 16th year head man, a 350-game victor, coaches Glasgow, the victors of 7 of the last 9 of these tournaments, but they fell a year ago to Fayette 54-42 in the semifinals. They are the 37-time Glasgow tournament champions. David Dale will jump it off for Westrand, left to right. Briar Boss will jump it off for Glasgow, right to left. And Glasgow wins the tip, right to left, in the 88th annual Glasgow tournament. Right side drive, out of control, runner front rim, offensive rebound, Boss fall away, misses left. Another try, Cowan's good. So Westrand down 2-0 with its first possession in the front court, left to right. Near side, up and under Burton, short offensive rebound, another try, too strong, and a rebound for Briar Boss. Good.
Hereford passes out to Drees Hamilton, the top returning scorer, his runner in and out. Tipped up off the glass and a rebound Burton, who outlets near side Berry, who slows near wing and passes up top. Chris Sander calls a play. Berry left side. Into the right block, Miller, the big man, backs down. Spins over the shoulder to Ben Miller, just named a Crest Football All-Star on Monday. As his Hornets fell at Hayti in the state semis. Right side Hamilton, who averaged 18 points a game a year ago. Now Hereford, the first year starting point guard. Near side Cowens, attacks, jump stop right, block too strong. Rebound Dale, outlet near side Berry. Behind the back dribble, thought about the three, instead passes off near side Dale, who pops right block. Miller all alone for two more. 6'3", 275 pounds. Four to two, Westrand leads, a buck 45 expired. Right side Hereford, open three, bucket. Hereford had 11 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists, 0 turnovers in his first start at point guard in an overtime loss. Right block layup short, but a foul called, and Caleb Nagel will head to the line. So Nagel at the line after Brandon Prensler's foul. Nagel releases. In and out and back in. So he gets that to go. We're tied at 5, 5:54 to play first quarter. Nagel releases and scores. And the 6 foot sophomore makes it 6-5, Westrand, 2:10 play. Hereford into the front court with white leg sleeves. Releases near side. Back up top, Prensler with the white headband. Hereford right wing. Gets it up top, Hamilton, who launches a three and connects. Hamilton averages 22 points a game through two contests, and he puts the Yellow Jackets on top, 8-6, 2.5 play. Up top, Burton, ball fake. Hands off straight away, Dale. Long black leg sleeves, bobbles it, turns it over. Cowens with the steal, with the goggles. Into the front court, Hereford. Powers right block layup, blocked away, Miller and the rebound. Outlet stripped right back. Hamilton, step back, three-pointer may have been deflected. That's why, because there's a foul. So Hamilton heads to the line with his purple shoes. And an 8-6 lead for Glasgow with 5:10 to play first quarter. And the first free throw swishes. And the second also in. This young man can fill it up. He's shooting 44% this year, too, which is up 4% from a year ago, albeit through just two games. Second free throw, or third free throw, rather, also good. 11-6, Yellow Jackets, 3 minutes played. Left side, Miller. Hands off left wing, Burton. The son of the Westrand athletic director turns it over. Cowan saunters, right block, one-on-one with Burton, out of bounds, off of Burton, into the Westrand cheerleaders, and possession remains with the Yellow Jackets. On their home floor to inbound on the K, in Yellow Jackets in the black paint. Burton guards the inbounder. Hereford cuts, right block, all alone, now over to the left block, layup. Short, had a gimme. It's a rebound, though, for Dale, who trots into the front court left to right. 4:45 first quarter. 11-6 Glasgow, Westrand basketball out of the Lewis and Clark Conference. Left block, Miller pushes off, loses it out of bounds, but off of a Glasgow hand, so possession remains with Westrand. Miller cuts middle. Inbound to Nagel, left block. Twists. Kicks out. Now Miller drives it. Eight-footer, back iron. Offensive board, Burton. Back up off balance, lot of contact. Shot doesn't fall, but two shots ahead. That foul called on Briar Boss. That is his first, and the free throw for Burton Short. Four and a half on the first quarter clock, 11-6. Glasgow leads. One more free throw for Mr. Trey Burton. And the All-State golfer doesn't hit. Rebound Boss. 11-6 Glasgow, four and a half to go, first quarter. Herford right side. Kicks up top. Now it's Boss at the right elbow, and he zips it up top. Cowens attacks. Pass right side, jump shot, Boss back iron, offensive rebound, Prenzler, but nope, out of bounds, baseline, and back to Westrand. The first year starting point guard, Trey Burton, into the front court. He replaces Avery Hammond, who was second on the team in scoring and rebound a year ago. Pass to the right block, tipped, stolen. Prenzler right side, stop and start, hands off Hamilton, who carves middle, throws it one hand, eyes to the basket, out up top Herford. His runner, back iron, tipped up off glass, rebound Westrand. 3:40 to go first quarter, 11-6, Glasgow leads. Westrand basketball left to right, and the road greens with white numbers under first-year head coach Chris Sander. His third year as the girls' head coach. Turnover, Boss with the steal. Mick Kropp calls him one of the most athletic players he's ever coached, says he just needs to keep his composure as we have a foul in transition. That's the first foul on David Dale. And Herford to the line. Herford saw time as a freshman last year off the bench, hit a couple of big shots, in fact, in the Marceline tournament. Herford with the long dark hair, releases, and misses left. .324 first quarter as Herford makes the second and extends the Glasgow lead to 12-6. Westrand basketball in the front court. A team that averaged just 41 points a game a year ago, but Chris Sander notes that they scored in spurts at time. He doesn't think scoring should be a problem this year. Just needs to get them to defend full court as a foul call, then right on cue, an opportunity for some points here as this one was in the act. Connor Koenig to the line. That's the second foul on Briar Boss, a senior. Free throw for Koenig, well to the left. Miller gets a breather, and Caleb Nagel in. Koenig, second free throw to cut this to five, good. With Ben Miller's departure there, not by any means to suggest that was related to fatigue, but just as far as an overall point, anybody who's played both will tell you there's a difference between football shape and basketball shape. Very different sports, one very collision-based. So it definitely will be an adjustment for a lot of these Westrand football guys, Ben Miller being the notable piece there, being that he's the top returning scorer. He'll have to transition himself into basketball shape over the course of the next couple weeks. 12-7, Westrand trails with the basketball after an air ball out of bounds for Glasgow. Left side, Burton, ball fake, one hands it near side, Nagel, who gives off near wing, reset up top. Swing to the far side with Trayton Black in off the bench. Now David Dale, stutter drive, bounce pass middle, Koenig spins, pushes up left, rebound Cowens. Saves it off the right leg of Dale out of bounds and back to Glasgow. Hamilton knives middle layup in off the glass. Good finish through contact for Adrees Hamilton. He has 8 on the board. 14-7, Glasgow leads, 2:05 to play, first quarter. Near side, Baden Bain. Hands off, right block, fall away, Nagel too strong. Rebound underneath, Drew Sanders for Glasgow, inside, 2 minutes, first quarter. He gallops front court. Now storms to the right side, hands off Hamilton, contested 24-footer, no problem. That sends Westrand into a timeout and mass substitutions ahead. 17-7, Glasgow leads. 1:45 to play, first quarter on Crest.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
17-7, Westrand trails with the basketball out of the Chris Sander full timeout. 1:45 to play, first quarter in the 88th annual Glasgow tournament. Glasgow has won 37 of these tournaments and 7 of the last 9. Ben Miller back into the game, and he holds left side. Now launches a jump shot, back iron, a little out of his typical range, but he gets the offensive rebound off a deflection. Straight away, Trey Burton. Chest pass to the near wing. Nagel throws up top to Black, who kicks out left side. Reset straight away with Nagel. Pitch and catch on the perimeter. 1:10 to play, first quarter. Crossover left side. Black needs help and bombs it straight away. Miller left elbow. Holds to the side of the head. Now backs down. Double team. Fall away jump shot grazes the rim, but a rebound underneath for Prensler in Glasgow. Into the front court. Prensler dashes right side. Throws up top. Herford. Off balance runner off glass and good. Herford with 6. 19-7 Glasgow. 40 seconds first quarter. Dane lasers it near side. Black free throw line, jump shot, got it. His first points. 19-9, the lead for Glasgow. 15 seconds first quarter. The Yellow Jackets content to hold for 1. Up top, Prensler. Hands off right wing, Herford. Rolls it right block. Layup short. Rebound, Westrand with 7 seconds first quarter. Burton into the front court with 4. Near side, Black hoists a 3. Back iron. Miller follow at the buzzer. Didn't get it off in time. 19-9, the lead for Glasgow after a quarter in the 88th annual Glasgow tournament on Crest.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
I caught up with Mike. 19-9, the lead for Glasgow at the start of the second quarter. Westrand basketball. I'm Eric Duke. Scott Lunte will rejoin me momentarily here at the 88th Annual Glasgow Tournament as the Yellow Jackets lead by 10 at the start of the second quarter. Westrand with possession. Near side, Dale pops it into traffic out of bounds baseline, but possession stays with Westrand. Burton with the baseline inbound. Dale cuts right, now extends to the corner. It's the right wing with Black. Now cross-court Miller, who lobs back near side. Comes to set a screen at the right elbow. Left side, Dale pushes up for three, left rim. High rebound, Boss, but off a hand into Miller. It stays Westrand. Left side three, Nagel can't hit. Right block, offensive rebound, Black. Stays Westrand. Cross-court Nagel wide open, but this time opts to pass it off. And a reset. 40 seconds played second quarter. Still with Westrand. Miller posts, doesn't get a touch. It's into the middle, though, with Burton instead. Now he backs it out. Dribbles between the legs. And hands off Nagel in the middle. The wheel in motion. Burton left side. Pumps. Passes middle tipped. Steal for Glasgow. Westrand may have passed up a few too many opportunities on that possession, because it's a turnover and Yellow Jackets ball in the front court under 16th year head man Mick Kropp, a Glasgow alumnus. Foul called on the baseline, and possession stays with Glasgow. That is two on David Dale. Right side off balance, floater good. Adrees Hamilton. That's 13 for Adrees Hamilton. 21-9, Glasgow leads. Dale goes opposite the screen, left, right, block, pretty. First points for the 6-foot, 160-pound junior, who scored 11 points in the season opening loss to South Shelby. Step back three doesn't fall for Adrees Hamilton. Rebound Westrand, down 21-11, minute 45 played in the second quarter. Barry up top, wiggles middle, goes up, and a travel call as he came back down with it. Chris Sander doesn't like the call, somewhat understandably so, as he was contacted on the way up there and it got tipped, but no call. Chris Sander gets a little bit of a word there, but it's still Glasgow possession. Antoine Herford gallops into the front court for Glasgow with 2 minutes played in the second quarter and a Yellow Jackets lead of 21-11. Near side Hamilton with 13 of those 21. Right side Prenzler, up top Cowens. Launches a three, too strong, rebound underneath Dale. It is Westrand basketball. Left corner, Barry pumps. Jump stop, left block, and a foul called on the floor. That's on Adrees Hamilton. Inbound middle, left block, left. Burton swatted away. It stays Westrand, though. Burton dribbles between the legs. Now near the Yellow Jacket at midfloor in the black circle. Dale plucks it up top. Passes back near quarter Burton. Bounce pass, left block. Koenig all alone. Now a weak side block from Cowens. And a foul called in transition. 21-11, Glasgow's lead. With 5:18 to play first half. Cowens had both the blocks on that possession. That's the first foul on Trey Burton. Glasgow possession right to left with Antoine Herford. The first-year starting point guard in place of Cable McMillan, a former three-year starter. Boss left block, layup good and a foul. Foul Those are the first points for senior returning starter Briar Boss, who makes it 23-11 Glasgow with 5:05 to go first half. Berry's first foul leaves an and one opportunity for Briar Boss, who capitalizes. Glasgow. 5 minutes to play, first half. Berry off screen left. Bounce pass back to the screener, Miller. Jump shot, banks home. Miller with six, and it's 24-13 Glasgow. 4:45 first half. Travel call back to the Hornets. West ran a combined 10 wins just the last two seasons under Aaron O'Loughlin. Now the head football coach steps aside from basketball duties after that state semifinal run to Haytai, which ended in a 54-0 loss for Westran, as Haytai expects to be a big favorite in the state championship this weekend against Lincoln at Faroe Field. Seth Berry, one of those football guys, holds for Westran. Has a lot of space, but drives. Now picks up his dribble at the right block and kicks out. And a Westran 30-second timeout for Chris Sander. 24-13, Westran trails. 4:20 to play, first half on Crest.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
is Glasgow's deficit out of a Chris Sander timeout with 4:20 to play in the first half. So Westran, a few down years, but before that, under Scott Humphrey, the last 5 years of his tenure, they improved their win total from 5-7-12-16-20 in a district championship. Scott Humphrey now with Centralia. However, Westran's been a lot younger since that 20-win season, as they had four guys, or three of them, who were first-team all-conference players, as Dale spins one home from the middle of the lane, who went from freshman, sophomore, junior to senior as starters, gaining experience year in and year out and peaking with that district championship. And it was kind of a restart once those guys and Matt Edwards and Jacob Denslow and Kellen Schimmerhorn all graduated. Alu Briar Boss flushes it home. Now that picked up in a hurry. Backdoor screen for Boss to go up for the alley-oop and make it 26-15 Glasgow. 3.5 to play first half. Berry near side, triple left rim, rebound Boss. I told you Mick Kropp said he was one of the most athletic players he's ever coached. Herford left side into contact, finishes. Dale bounce pass, left block, layup, Koenig can't go home. Out of bounds baseline and back to Glasgow with a 28-15 lead and 3 minutes to go first half. And the ball was on the near wing. They set a screen on the backside and Boss just went up and threw that down. Cowan's right block, floater good. Glasgow with its largest lead in 2:40 to play first half. Berry up top. Hands off straight away Burton, who spins, bobbles, and regains possession. Nagel powers middle and turns it over. Boss one-on-one with Berry. Sprints, another dunk opportunity, too strong. Offensive rebound, Glasgow. Prentzler near side off balance, jump shot too strong. Cowan saves it inbounds. Nope, foot hit the black paint. Back to Westran with 2:16 first half and a 30-15 deficit. Yeah. Burton dribbles the ball up the floor for Westrand. He had a versatile stat line in the season opener against South Shelby. 11 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists as we have a foul in the front court. That's the second foul on Brandon Prensler. Trey Burton to inbound on the black. G and Glasgow on the baseline with 2:06 first half. Dale holds over his head, passes straight away, and regains possession on the near wing. Barry cuts baseline. Dale muscles middle. Pushes up. Too strong. Tipped up. Koenig offensive rebound. Another try in. Koenig with his first field goal and his third point. Minute 40 to play first half. 30-17, Glasgow with the ball right to left in the home whites. Yellow numbers and yellow trim. Right side, Euro step runner, Hamilton in and out. Near side offensive board, Cowens. And a foul called. No free throws yet for either side. Minute and a half to play first half. 30-17, the lead for Glasgow. Inbound near side, Hamilton hoists a three, connects. That gives him 16. 33-17, the lead for Glasgow. Westrand possession. Minute 13 to play first half. Dale crossover, right elbow. Passes left side. Braden Bain dribbles middle, up and under, blocked from the weak side. Herford, Glasgow possession, but a turnover on the outlet. Dale up and under, layup misses right, offensive board, and a foul called on the rebound. Possession stays with Westrand inside a minute, first half, and a 33-17 deficit. That's the first foul on Herford. Baseline inbound for Burton. It's stolen, and a jump ball called, and possession to Glasgow. The Yellow Jackets off back-to-back state semifinal appearances prior to last season's 15-12 mark in a district semifinal loss as they turn it over. Glasgow's not too unlike Westrand in that they, albeit a year after, had a run where they graduated three first-team all-conference players. So they had a bit of a program restart themselves last year, but still all the program tradition as we have a foul and a 1-1 ahead. They had at least somewhat managed to reload. But now they've got a lot of those young guys back and a year older. As Hereford's second foul puts Burton on the line. And his 1-1 swishes. That's his first point. Father and athletic director Matt Burton in the crowd as son Trey makes the second free throw as well. His sister Corey Burton, a two-time Crest All-Star, played for a district championship team at Westrand. 33-19, Westrand trails. Glasgow possession, 28 seconds to play first half. Near side, Cowens. Hands off to Idris Hamilton, the high man with 16. He averages 22.5 points per game through two games and averaged 18 a game a year ago. Prensler near midfloor with 15 seconds. Hands off Herford. No shot clock in Missouri high school basketball. Near side Cowens with 8 seconds first half. Prensler right side. Bullies right block. Pushes up. No second. Try off glass off left. Rebound Dale with one. And the half closes with a 33-19 lead for the Glasgow Yellow Jackets in the Glasgow tournament.
Get a photo with Santa by your side. Our annual Seidenstricker Santa Day makes Christmas easy for you and your family with 20% off all John Deere toys and apparel. Come see Santa from 9 a.m. to noon on December 1st at any of our 13 great locations. Visit Seidenstrickers.com for more information, other great John Deere deals. We'll see you at Santa Day, December 1st at Seidenstricker, always by your side.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Howdy, cowpokes. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Yeah, no, it was long. We are back on Superstation Crest, 33-19, the lead for Glasgow at the half. As we have, for first half point totals, David Dale with four for West Ram, two for Trey Burton, two for Trayton Black, two for Caleb Nagel, three for Carter Koenig, six for Ben Miller. For Adrees Hamilton, he's got 16 for Glasgow, eight for Antoine Herford, four for Deshaun Cowens, and five for Briar Boss, and an alley-oop for the emphasis. We have 8:45 on the halftime clock ahead of the second half. Again, Glasgow victors a 7 of the last 9 of these things. They were certainly the more complete team in that first half. Had a lot more smooth time handling the basketball. Got themselves some open looks. Had themselves some offensive rebound. A couple of weak side block shots as well. Up next, we'll hear from Morgan Vetter, the New Franklin head coach, after her victory of 40-34 against Slater. Then Scott will give you a bit of a preview of our upcoming two contests this evening. It's Glasgow 33, West Rand 19 at the half.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Dubert Enterprises of Moberly encourages everyone to come out and support your local teams as these students have worked hard, within the classroom, during practice, and in the game. Show your Cairo Bearcat pride by wearing your black and gold while cheering them on. Good sportsmanship comes from within our community and begins with you. These students look up to each of you for your support. Dubert Enterprises of Moberly is honored to be part of Bearcat Country and proudly supports the Cairo Bearcats and Lady Bearcats.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
The New Franklin Lady Bulldogs are playing in the semifinal of the Glasgow tournament after knocking off the Slater Wildcats earlier this afternoon. Morgan Vetter, the head coach, joining us here. Coach, they gave you a little bit of run towards the end of the game, but you guys managed to pull off and get number one. What's it mean?
It means a lot. We definitely needed to win that. That stuff that happened towards the end, we're just not used to it. We haven't been put in them spots. We have a lot of young girls on the floor playing big minutes. I think some of that's just going to come with time and experience, but I'm glad that we got a win.
What was the difference in the game today?
I think just energy, more hustle, more heart, a little more grit. I think, coming in, we knew we could do it, and I think just that mindset alone meant a lot more.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, looking ahead a little bit, you're essentially going to be playing in a semifinal game against Marceline on Friday. Did you get to watch them a little bit? What can we expect?
Marceline's definitely a hardworking team. We're going to have to be ready to handle the ball, handle pressure. But, if these girls are bought in, I think we can handle it.
Morgan Vetter, New Franklin coach, showing us here at CrestCentralMoab.com. Coach, congratulations. We'll see you Friday.
All righty. Thank you.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Now, more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair. The ones you can trust.
We're back here on CrestCentralMoinfo.com from Glasgow High School for the 88th edition of the Glasgow Tournament. I'm Scott Lunty. Eric will be back with us for a second half between Glasgow and Westrand in just a moment. And after we get this game, we'll have the top half of our semifinals all ready to roll as we got the first portion of the bracket taken care of. We'll have the 4-5 matchups coming up afterwards, which will start out with the Lady Jackets and the Lady Falcons. Glasgow, a Class 1 semifinalist just 1 year ago, took home fourth place in the Show Me Showdown just 1 year ago, 22-9 on the year. We mentioned a little bit about kind of the turnover with four seniors graduating from that Glasgow team just 1 year ago, so we'll be watching them against a little bit of a Fayette team that has a little bit more of some continuity and a first-year coach in Valerie Folan, who last year the Falcons finished 8-18. So that's going to be a very fascinating 4-5 matchup. Then in our final game tonight is going to be Cairo and New Franklin on the boys' side. Cairo looking to improve on a 6-20 record just one season ago, and they are going to be they definitely have a size advantage, and they're already 1-0 on the season. And New Franklin is 2-0 on the season. They made it to the district championships just 1 year ago before falling out 1 year ago, and they will have three returning guards as well coming back into their lineup this upcoming season. We'll take a break on CrestCentralMoinfo.com, and Eric will have the second half coming up next between Westrand and Glasgow.
Regional Missouri Bank is your locally owned community bank that offers prompt, quality service to the communities we serve.
With over 110 years of excellence behind us, we look forward to continuing to build relationships with customers like you.
We're here to be your bank. We have attractive deposit products,
competitive rate, home mortgages, agriculture financing, and consumer loans,
as well as digital solutions to help you manage your money on the go. Regional Missouri Bank, with locations in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris.
Member FDIC.
Friday is the time to drive to Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville for catfish. Deep-fried crunchy breading with white, juicy tender filet, or whole catfish on the buffet. Now add all of the sides you've come to love. Fresh garden salad with all the toppings, fried potatoes and onions, green beans, sweet corn, cornbread, fresh hot rolls, and sweet tea. Make sure to leave room for dessert. Catfish every Friday night at Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Homestyle food in a friendly small town atmosphere.
Start of the second half at the 88th annual Glasgow Tournament as the Yellow Jackets lead the Hornets of Westrand 33-19. Americ Duick alongside Scott Lunty as Adrees Hamilton lit it up in that first half. He had 16, and we saw him plenty a year ago, Scott. He can fill it up.
Yeah, he's kind of the lead scorer for this Glasgow Yellow Jackets team, as he was just last year. He's going to be really relied on this upcoming season. He's kind of that, he's not kind of that outspoken kind of vocal rah 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 kind of leader kind of guy, but he does a lot of that on the floor. And that, and Mick Kropp, when we talked about him during like the tip off show, that's kind of the one thing. He just wants Adrees Hamilton to kind of just go do his thing, get his points, and kind of lead by example with the way he plays on the court. And I think that's a good sign to see him already with 16 points in one half. That's a good sign for the Yellow Jackets because he's going to be a big part of their offense.
Right block layup. Dale rattles home. And a foul. 33-21. Westrand cuts its deficit to 10 seconds into the second half. And Dale to the free throw line with that foul called on Deshaun Cowens, his first. Again, he's Scott Lunte. I'm Eric Duick as the free throw is true for Dale. Deflected and a steal for Dale. 33-22. Westrand's deficit. 22 seconds gone by in this second half. Out of bounds, far side, but possession stays with Westrand. I think Dale thought for a second he may have just turned that over outright because he was starting to run in the other direction.
No, the Hornets are down by 11 here, but we talk a little bit about some of the key guys from the football run. Only three of them, I believe, are on the well off the market. Looks like they're by Trey Burns going to go into the backcourt. Glasgow's going to get the ball back. But I think I'm fascinated to see what this Western team's going to kind of do this upcoming season, Eric, because albeit there are a couple guys that are going to try and get their basketball legs under them here for the first couple weeks, they got a lot of guys that can that have the potential of really trying to score as it's in our tip ball out of bounds. It'll go back to the Yellow Jackets, but it'll be fun to see kind of how they kind of make their next step. And now we're going to get a timeout. It'll be interesting to see what they can kind of do from the aspect of from a scoring standpoint. It's very encouraging. It looks like they've already, you can kind of tell just from year one to year, or from year one, year two for playing in some of these guys that there's a little bit more of a better trend in regards to how they want to kind of move with the ball and stuff like that. And I don't anticipate the transition from Aaron O'Loughlin to Chris Sander being much of a big difference for these guys because Sander was the assistant coach just 1 year ago.
And his Hornets trail 33-22 with 7:20 to play in the third quarter of the 88th annual Glasgow tournament on Superstation Crest. Still have a couple of games to go this evening. Westrand fell to Fayette last night, 64-43. Glasgow looks for a semifinal rematch with Fayette. Near side, Prensler backs down, spins, kicks out. Near side, Hamilton jump shot, back iron. Rebound, Burton and Westrand. Pass middle, Miller. Powers up, in.
Good power move there by Ben Miller. He's probably going to be one of the guys that Westrand is really going to look for on the offensive side. He got his points last year, but I'd like to see him kind of take that next step on the basketball side where he kind of just finds his way and just gets open and under.
14.5 points a year ago he averaged for Westrand as we have a whistle on the near side. 33-24 is the lead for Glasgow. 6:39 to play in the third quarter. That's the second foul on Ben Miller. Baseline inbound for the Yellow Jackets. Up top, Herford. The sophomore navigates the offense left to right for 16th-year head coach Mick Kropp. Up top, Hamilton, way too much space. He shoots and hits right on cue.
I think we're seeing a little more consistency out of Idris Hamilton as well, just by watching him a little bit in that first half as well. Last year, Hamilton, anytime he was open, it was 3-3-3-3-3, and Mick Kropp got on him several times. Now we're seeing him be a little more selective on those shots, and they've been a lot more quality shots than just heaving it up. I think that's a good development if you're Idris Hamilton.
We have a turnover on the near side. Glasgow back with possession and a 36-24 lead, 6:05 to play in the third quarter. No doubt about it. At times he was definitely overshooting and overlooking to score. A lot more patient thus far tonight. He attacks. Off balance floater misses strong, but again, at least driving, which he didn't do much of a year ago. Westrand in transition. Near wing, Berry. The three-year starting defensive back off a state semifinal football run gives off. Dale hands off Burton, who hands off Berry right wing. Hamilton defends in the man-to-man. Wheel play. Dale spins up and under. Doesn't go. And a rebound, Prensler. 5.5 to play third quarter. Prenzler sprints, right block, layup, wave it off, foul first. 5:25 third quarter, 36-24 Glasgow.
I like the drive there from Westram, but I kind of want to see a little bit more of a presence on the inside, not taking the 3-second call in that situation, but it at the very least will get a better look on there. You had two Glasgow defenders already on that contested shot. That was a good look, but you want to have a little bit more of an opening when you're doing that.
Baseline inbound for Brandon Prenzler. 5:25 to play in the third quarter as Briar Boss holds high with a 36-24 Glasgow lead. Blocking foul, the third on Ben Miller. So Miller checks out and Carter Koenig back in. Herford catches near wing, hoists a three, capitalizes. Herford with 10, Hamilton with 19, and a Hamilton steal. Make that 21.
Good ball instincts there by Hamilton. Chris Sander not liking what he's seen as the Hornets getting a little bit sloppy on the offensive side. Don't blame him. Calls the full timeout.
And it's Adrees Hamilton with 21 and a 41-24 Glasgow lead. 5:02 to play, third quarter on Crest.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. Wear your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Ryan Skaggs in Moberly.
41-24 is the Glasgow lead with 5:02 to play, a third quarter on Crest. Pretty impressive has been Glasgow's growth from last year to this year, and especially for this stage in the season. You have to like the way that Herford and Hamilton look right now, and those were the guys expected to carry the load. They've done just that.
Yeah, it's not really a surprise, and I think you got to credit Coach McCropp for some of that as well. Continuity does a lot in high school basketball, and it's quite amazing kind of just from year after year, just having some continuity in a starting lineup, the growth that you kind of see in general across not just Glasgow, but across mid-Missouri in general, having that continuity in your starting five, it goes a long way with familiarity, what you want to do with systems and stuff like that, and you can really see some strides in Glasgow's case with just having a lot of returning starters.
They lead 41-24, but commit a foul with 4:51 to play in the third quarter. So that'll put David Dale on the line.
And the other thing about this Glasgow team, Eric, when you mentioned about the two semifinal runs that they had, they have a lot of size. So they like to – they kind of had – when they had the Kennedy Davises and also Amadig and also Ackman and such as those players. It was kind of like that slow, methodical, surgy kind of style where they kind of just grind you and wear you out. This Glasgow team, as the second shot is missed, is more kind of an up-speed tempo, try and get a quick score kind of deal. It's a little bit of a transitional year last year now that they know what they want to do. That's why you see them already have 41 points, and we're not even halfway through the third quarter.
The free throws split for Dale. As Glasgow possesses in the front court, right block, Herford, foul out of control. He intended to pass that one, and it is ruled on the floor. Glasgow, 4:31 to play, third quarter on Superstation Crest. Eric Duick, Scott and Lunty from the 88th Annual Glasgow Tournament. Herford cuts left block. It's to the near wing with Hamilton instead. Barry strips it. Westram basketball. 2-on-0. Burton accelerates left block. Layup off the rim. Rebound Boss. He one-hands it near side for Hamilton. The Yellow Jackets into the front court left to right. Near side Hamilton stutters. Step back. Triple. Got it.
I was going to say good transition there by Seth Barry using kind of that defensive instincts that he's so good at, and not just on the basketball side but also the football side. just could not capitalize, and then Andreas Hamilton quick transition the other way, and that was a wise shot to take the three.
And Glasgow with its largest lead, 44-25, 3:55 to play, third quarter. Barry jump stop, right block, left front rim, rebound Boss again. He had an alley-oop dunk in the first half, rarely seen at the high school level. Prenzler powers and turns it over. Barry with the steal again.
And he had an alley-oop dunk on the rim, too. So I call a 1-for-2 on that.
There you go. Foul far from the hoop, as that is on Adrees Hamilton, just his second. 3:38 to play in the third quarter, 44-25, Glasgow leads. Victors of 7 of the last 9 Glasgow tournaments, and 37 all-time. Trey Burton tiptoes into the front court. Hands off far side for Trayton Black. And he draws a foul. That's on Prenzler. His third. Glasgow 1-1 in the early going. A loss to Meadville in overtime 68-59. And a victory against Prairie Homes 71-28. West ran 0-2 on the season. The first loss was quite shorthanded without leading scorer Ben Miller out due to the football state semifinal run. Didn't have Seth Berry as well, just to name a couple. That a 54-46 loss. Then they lost last night to Fayette 64-43. Fayette, the reigning champions. Black left side three, doesn't touch rim. Burton saves it inbounds to Koenig. Left block, layup too long. Off left side, rebound Sanders. Glasgow possession, 3:05 to play, third quarter. 44-25, it's lead. Hamilton off balance runner, a foul called. It's ruled to be not in the act, despite the way it at least appeared from our vantage point. 3:02, third quarter, 44-25, Glasgow. Ben Miller checks back in, Seth Berry out.
Funny you mentioned a little bit about that Meadville game, Eric. I was actually talking to Mick Kropp a little bit, kind of just casually, about kind of what was kind of going on in that game as Briar Boss gets a 2 to drop. He said the big thing about that was they kind of just had a hard time kind of establishing a little bit of defense, and he also mentioned as well, which I thought was interesting, that Meadville is a little bit more on an upward trend, and they only lost one or two guys from their team just 1 year ago, and he thinks they're actually going to be a team to keep an eye on, not for the entire of the season. We're going to get an and-one.
Koenig Lamb, Ben Count it with the foul.
So point being, there's a lot of respect on the Meadville side in regards to Mick Kropp and their lone loss. And again, one's going to rattle out. Boss will get the rebound. And those two teams have really battled it out over the past couple years.
No doubt. They had a state meeting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Near side, Bean zips it up top. Herford pumps. Slashes middle, crosses over. One hand floater, right rim. Rebound Miller. West Strand basketball right to left. Right side, Bain. Off screen left for Miller. Near side, Black. Hands off near wing, Burton. The 6'1 point guard dribbles up top. Green jerseys, white numbers. Hornets on the chest. Burton runner off glass front rim. Tipped up, Miller offensive rebound. Bullies up, Ben in. Miller with 10. He averaged 14.4 a year ago. Scored 6 in his season debut last night. 46-29, the lead for Glasgow. Left side triple, Sanders can't fall. And out of bounds baseline, back to West Strand. West Strand trails with possession. 1:35 to play, third quarter. Left block, Koenig, one-on-one with Cowens. Pushes middle, jump shot, Miller through.
Glasgow's defense kind of just collapsing a little too much there, and Miller was wide open in the high post, easy shot for him.
46-31, Glasgow's lead, 1:25 to play, third quarter, timeout on the floor. A few sponsors to thank here on regional radio. Exchange Bank of Missouri with locations in Fayette, New Franklin, Fulton, Slater, and Marshall. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Ray Carroll County Grain Growers of Slater. Marceline R5 School District of Marceline. McMinn's Main Street Pub of Fayette. Howard Electric, serving Howard County and portions of northern Boone County, southern Randolph County, and southeastern Sheraton County. Markland Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin, Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette, and Bach Yeager Funeral Chapel in Columbia.
Like the timeout there by Mick Kropp, the Glasgow coach, kind of just settle things down on the defensive side. You can get a little too comfortable in this kind of environment when you already have a 15-point lead going into the third quarter, thinking you might have it in the bag, but you cannot have that mindset, especially later on in the season, taking on some good teams and in this tournament, as a matter of fact. Like the timeout there.
Hamilton attacks, fall away from the left elbow, right rim, rebound Miller, 46-31, West Strand trails, a minute 05 to play, third quarter in the 88th Glasgow tournament. Right block Miller, bounce pass, left block Koenig, all alone, too easy.
Glasgow zone is just kind of creeping up a little bit, maybe getting a little bit too aggressive and kind of just sneaking in on the backside. That's back-to-back easy buckets for West Strand.
Who trails 46-33. Sanders near elbow, jump shot, left rim, rebound Miller, 46-33. West Strand trails with the opportunity to cut this to 11 or 10. Near side Black, 30 seconds to play third quarter. West Strand right to left at Glasgow High School. Black between the legs with black leg sleeves. Black goggles as well, 19 seconds third quarter. Miller at the left elbow, twists, turns it over. Herford and Cowens, two on one. Herford keeps right block, left, swatted from behind, foul called. Two players there in Bain and Miller. We'll see who the foul goes on with 11 and a half to play in the third quarter.
That'll definitely go on Baines. He was the first one that had a contact there. Miller kind of was, after the contact, he kind of just instantly ran in there. But right call to get it on Bain. That would have been big if that was Miller's fourth.
Exactly. And Herford's free throw, right rim and out.
I think we're seeing Glasgow take a couple of shots that aren't really there as well. I think that's had a little bit of a factor how West Strand is kind of sticking around in this.
Herford second, drops in off front rim. 8 seconds, third quarter, 47-33. Glasgow in front. West Strand basketball with 3-2. Dale off balance, blocked, put a foul call with 6/10 of a second on the clock.
Looked like Boss was kind of just going in, trying to just rip the ball out of the hands of, looks like Kenny there. It's going to stay on the floor. And
wow, it did appear he was off his feet. Baseline inbound. 6/10 of a second, third quarter lob. Dale catches, doesn't get it up. And the quarter ends, 47-33, Glasgow's lead on Cress.
MFA Agri Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fimler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
In every regard.
No, I just said in every regard.
We're back with the start of the fourth quarter on Superstation Crest, 47-33 at the start of the fourth quarter. 47-33 is Glasgow's lead with possession left to right. Herford up top, left side, it's Cowens, now straight away Hamilton contested, triple front rim, rebound Miller, 15 seconds into the fourth, and an outlet pass out of bounds, far side possession back to Glasgow.
Looked like a little miscommunication there between Miller and Berry. Suffice to say.
There you go. Ben Miller and Seth Berry, two of the football teammates. And Ben Miller looked like he was a little disappointed in some of their execution, too, at the end of the third quarter as we have a whistle before that runner. And that puts Glasgow to the line with the bonus. 47-33, 7:33 to play fourth quarter. Deshaun Cowens at the line after the second foul on Trey Burton. Cowens' first free throw in. That was kind of like the Ollie and Hoosiers, almost a bit of an underhand flip there for Cowens.
Apparently works for him.
It did. And it puts Glasgow up 15. Cowens is second, off right, but we have a violation, so one more shot ahead for Cowens. Cowens, black socks, white shoes, a few dribbles, spins, bends, shoots, and scores. So he takes advantage of that violation on Westrand. 49-33, Westrand's deficit with the basketball right to left in the front court. Near side, Burton fires far wing, swing far corner, three black right rim, offensive board, Burton spins it out, possession stays Westrand. Near side, triple, Burton can't hit, rebound Boss. Glasgow basketball. Antoine Herford into the front court. Near wing, pops it up top, Prentzler, who drives, kicks out. Near side three, Hamilton all alone again. Yes, sir. 27 for the Glasgow senior.
Are those all threes as well?
No, he's hit a few runners on the inside as well. If only it was
seemed like
threes.
All of them were threes. He's been doing a great job.
It has
from
been
outside.
A lot. Miller forces up, gets two. And I got to give him credit. He seems very pure right now as a shooter. Is he going to go again? No, passes off. Herford right wing triple. That'll do.
That was the wise decision as well. He had a guy in his face and just had to kick it out to another guy who was wide open. Westrand over pursuing.
The extra pass, and that gives Herford 15. 55-35, the lead of four Glasgow. 6:27 to play, fourth quarter on Kress.
The Westrand Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Westrand Hornets and Lady Hornets who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Westrand Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also still sign up to be a Booster member for the school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled cheeseburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Westrand Athletic Boosters.
The Westrand R1 School District Administration, faculty, and staff encourage Westrand Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend Westrand school activities. Go Big Green!
Oh, more on that.
55-35, the lead for Glasgow. It is Westrand possession with 6.5 to play. Scott, Glasgow's been wildly impressive. Now, granted, shots like this aren't going to fall every night, but you still have to be impressed with the development of their two guards in Herford and Hamilton.
I think it's just the next step and kind of just the way they've developed overall, and the Westrand going to hit a three here, and it's allowed to open up the offense, and we've seen a lot more inside stuff as well for Boss. He's getting a lot more opportunity on the inside. Hamilton releasing another three, just a little too long that go around, but they're going more outside in, and it's a nice development to see.
A three miss from the far side. Cowens, Miller possesses. It's Westrand basketball right to left. Dale attacks, stops, pushes up, no offensive board. Miller off glass, two. Miller with 16. 55-40 is the lead for Glasgow. Hamilton thinks about another three. Passes right block. It's whipped up top. Swing to the near side. Right wing, Herford, runner, no, but a foul called in, two shots ahead. Now, Herford is the guy whose development has probably been the biggest, at least in this particular game. Now, granted, Hamilton's the leading scorer. We're seeing the strides in his game, but it's Herford who heads to the line. Scott on that fourth foul from Ben Miller. And the reason his development's so big, Cable McMillan, that three-year starter, he started on a Show Me Showdown team as a sophomore. Even though Hamilton led the team in scoring a year ago as Herford misses the free throw, it's McMillan who'd been that stabilizing force. So Herford's calmness, and to Mick Kropp's point in the pregame interview, his zero turnovers in the season opener has to be really encouraging in what was an overtime game as he gets the second.
And I think just to add on a little bit, he's gotten more attention as well, just specifically in this game. And it's, and again, it's just a big reason why the offense is wide open. And now Western have a wide open shot as Glasgow's defense kind of just collapsing there.
And Dale misses the three. It didn't touch rim. Out of bounds to Glasgow. And to your point, not only wide open is the offense, but it means more wide open looks perhaps for Adrees Hamilton. Herford was about to gallop into the front court, and Mick Kropp said, "You slow that down, young man."
Mm-hmm.
We have seen, to that point, some long Glasgow possessions over the last few years in their victorious run. I'm sure the Marceline tournament sticks out to us there, Scott. We saw them kind of go for minute-and-a-half possessions
virtually
at the time.
They went uncontested to pull out a Glasgow
tournament title, yep, against the hosts.
Some people have some things kind of say about that, but if you win a tournament that way, you win a tournament that way.
There you go. We have a foul called in the front court. That's on Carter Koenig as we have a 56-40 Glasgow lead with 4:31 to play, and Deshaun Cowens at the free throw line. Cowens appears to be a guy who, with his significant increased minutes load and a free throw make, will provide a lot of the length, energy, defense, rebounding, maybe a few points here and there for Glasgow this season.
He really stood out from a defensive standpoint last year, Eric, and I think he might be aside from Briar Boss, he might be a very important third or fourth man for this Glasgow Yellow Jackets. If he can punch in a couple points here or there, as the second is missed, Miller will get the rebound. That could go a long way, and if you can have some balanced offense, that'll be huge.
Well, right now it's Glasgow on defense, and Miller all alone gets two at the right block. That's 18 for Ben Miller. 57-42, Glasgow leads with the basketball in the front court, and 4:10 to play, fourth quarter. Herford circles right wing between the legs, thinks about the step back, instead passes left. Cowan's left wing, hands off middle Hamilton. Crosses over, dribbles off screen left, stutters, backs down, throws up top. Swing near side, Cowens. Here we go with the long Glasgow possessions. Hamilton hands off right block. Layup, Boss, good.
Like the attack from Briar Boss as well. It's nice to see him not being too over-aggressive and finish a lot of his buckets. That's a good development, too.
A lot of them are right at the rim. In the middle, layup two. Could have easily been a foul as Burton appeared to take a bit of a swipe over the head, but it's a 15-point Glasgow lead, 3:25, fourth quarter. Prensler accelerates front court. Trayton Black had pressure in the backcourt as Westrand tries to speed up Glasgow late. Chris Sander barks out some signals. First-year Westrand boys head coach, third year on the girls' side. Right block, Boss spins up and under, two, and a foul. Boss has 11, and that is 5 on Ben Miller, so his day is done. Ben Miller with a team high 18. Go ahead, Scott.
You like the way Miller is kind of playing in this game, and I know that the foul trouble is not going to be something he'll obviously want to kind of clean up from his standpoint, but all things considered, Boss makes the shot. It's not easy to go from the transition from the gridiron and then two or three days later or something like that, you're playing in your first couple basketball games. He played the full game yesterday and didn't get into foul trouble. And you just wonder kind of that over-pursuing a little bit kind of caught up to him a little bit.
Right side three, Black doesn't touch rim, rebound Glasgow. And you're exactly right. And it's not just the physicality of it, but adjusting to having to defend guys in the post, et cetera. It's just such a massive transition. There's football in shape. There's basketball in shape. Chris Sander mentioned that exact thing in the tip-off interview, how he'll have to avoid foul trouble early in the season. Hamilton's floater drops through as he continues to pour on here with a game-high 29 points and a 64-44 Glasgow lead as we tick toward 2 minutes.
I think another byproduct of that when you talk about conditioning is just kind of the amount of running you got to do, because you got 40 seconds plus before you go all in on one play and then you get that stop. It's nonstop running, pretty much up and down in basketball, and that makes a huge difference too.
Herford goes up and down here and gets two on the other end. Dale had scored on the previous possession for Westrand. Yeah, there's a big difference between banging at the line of scrimmage if you're Ben Miller every play in football on both sides of the ball as a lineman and having to get up and down, guard guys in the post, catch the ball in the post. Dale up top off the screen, up and under, layup, pretty. And Westrand's got a good player in David Dale, who's a junior. It's a very sophomore, junior, heavy team the last couple of years for Westrand. 66-48, the Hornets trail. Lob right block. Boss all alone capitalizes at the right block. And we have a timeout. This is substitution related just to get the fresh faces in. 68-48, Glasgow leads, 80 seconds to go. Prior Boss appears to have taken a big step in the offseason on the offensive end.
I think it's a byproduct of just kind of the development of Idris Hamilton and also Antoine Herford. Just their offensive impact, it's allowed Boss to get more looks.
Five new faces on the floor for both sides. We'll try to get through as many of these as we can. Carter Petori, one of them, the Westrand football center on that state semifinal team. There's a turnover. Drew Sanders is in. He's seen some time. Braden Baines in. He's seen some time tonight. He sprints out of bounds baseline. We've got Carson Frevert on the floor for Glasgow. Shout him out with me here as you see him, Scott. We've also got Noah Boss coming in for Glasgow. Jacob Beans on the floor. He's seen a few minutes here and there.
You're probably going to beat me to it by the time I identify what's not been named.
Colton Andrews is in for Westrand. Right block layup. Noah Boss, good.
Did we mention Caleb Nagel?
There you go. Caleb Nagel's in again.
All right, I've contributed.
There you go. Good job. Far side, out of bounds, and possession to Glasgow. 70-48, Glasgow, 24 seconds to play. We've got Trey Marble in. We didn't mention him. He played a bit in the opener due to lack of bodies from the football absences. Inside 10 seconds, fourth quarter. 70-48, Glasgow, and the Yellow Jackets will dribble it out and move to 2-1 on the season and head into the tournament semifinals. 70-48, the Yellow Jackets take it. We'll award a quick player of the game here so Scott can get into his previews for the upcoming contests. It is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs. Auto, home, life. Easy one here. Idris Hamilton,
is it?
29 points. I'd say so, Scott.
Okay.
Quite a performance from Hamilton. Didn't keep track of the amount of threes in real time, but it had to be at least six or seven for the senior. A few more sponsors to thank. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto, Jubert Enterprises, Brian Skaggs, your local insurance agent, Fimler Tax and Accounting, Moberly Napa, all of Moberly, Glasgow School District, Monag Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Meyer Satellite, Tri-County Trust Company, all of Glasgow, the Western Athletic Boosters, the Western R1 School District, Don's Family Style Buffet, D&L Trenching, all of Huntsville. Coming up next, we've got a couple more contests, and I'll get you some conversation with our head coaches from that previous contest. It's here at halftime of one of the upcoming games. It is Glasgow and Fayette. The Crest debut for Valerie Follin. She was part of the Crest tip-off show, but her first game coaching on our airwaves. And then on the other side, it's the veteran head coach, Molly Monning, and the Glasgow Lady Jackets, fresh off of a state semifinal appearance. Scott Lunty has the call next on Crest.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells.